The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Yippee-ki-yay, Western Old Time Radio.
From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
That pony, Little Beaver. There's been a shooting over at Paradise Plateau, and we've got to see that justice is done.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get!
Come on, Thunder. Ride 'em, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Red Rider is accustomed to beating the sun out of bed, but getting up time comes mighty early in the morning for most of us. So here's a tip on how to get yourself out of bed in a hurry. Just have hot, buttered, golden toasted Langendorf bread for breakfast. Yes, sir. When you smell the wonderful aroma of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread toasted, you'll come a-running, as Red Rider would say. And don't forget that every slice of Langendorf bread helps provide extra energy for the day's work. Because Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. In addition, Langendorf bread contains vitamins, carbohydrates, proteins, and minerals to help supply essential food energy so helpful in maintaining health and vigor. So, for goodness sake and for energy's sake, always serve Langendorf, the bread baking experts judged America's finest. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread tomorrow. Paradise Plateau, a fight looms between the settlers who came to build their homes and the water company that now seeks to force them off their land. The young rancher, Jim Eddy, who was shot during the fracas, still lies in critical condition back at Devil's Hole, though Red Rider succeeded in saving the ranch for Eddie's wife from Phil Wainwright, president of the water company. Now, though late at night, the news of Red's exploit on behalf of the Eddies spreads like wildfire through the countryside.
It's me, Frank Williams.
Hey, what's the idea, Frank? Waking folks up this time of the night.
Hey, listen, did you folks get an order from Phil Wainwright to vacate your land tomorrow?
I sure did. Was going to see about it in the morning as soon as I
get on your clothes. On your horse and over to my house. There's a meeting on.
Making trouble?
Didn't Red Rider save the Eddies from losing their land? He's still on Paradise Plateau. We're organizing a committee. Going to put our case before him. Tell him just what Phil Wainwright's doing.
All right. Just wait till I get this nightshirt changed. Hey, you need any help playing Paul Revere?
Sure do. I'll take the west half of the plateau. You take the other. Rustle out everybody. Even those that ain't had no evacuation order yet. Have them meet at my place as soon as they can get there. And make sure that Wainwright don't hear about the meeting just yet either. And get going. We gotta work fast.
People usually knock at my office.
Am I glad you ain't in bed? Now, listen.
Look, I told you to go to bed early. We got to start seeing every settler on the books of this water company early tomorrow morning.
I don't care what you told me. Huh? I'll tell you something for a change. Now, you laughed at me when I said we headed for trouble to let that Jim Eddy get shot. Well, we are. Miley just brought me word the settlers is holding a meeting over to Frank Williams's.
Huh? I thought Red Rider left the plateau.
Well, maybe he has and maybe he ain't. There's still a meeting.
Good. Just what I've been hoping.
What you been hoping for?
You bet. We're legally in the clear. The water company has every right to lay down assessments on this land. And if the people can't pay, it's their fault. Just let them start trouble. And we got two aces. Put them off their land or shut their water off. Now, tell take your horse down to Wasteland Gulch and tell the sheriff I need him.
The sheriff?
Go on. Don't ask questions. Get.
Well, Mrs. Eddy, ma'am, guess you're all properly settled back on your own place by now.
Oh, Mr. Ryder, I honestly don't know how I'll ever thank you for all you did. I just know that when Jim gets on his feet again, he'll...
I know how your husband will feel, Mrs. Eddy, ma'am. I was going to say, now that you're settled, little Beaver and I'd better get started.
Started? At this hour of the night?
Yes. Ready, little Beaver?
Where are we going, Red Rider?
Well, for one thing, we might have a few errands to do at Painted Valley Ranch.
You betcha.
But can't you start in the morning? You must be just about all tuckered out with what happened today.
Red Rider, him always fresh. Like when?
And you, little Beaver, you're not tired? Why, you're just a child.
Me not child.
Fact is, Mrs. Eddy, ma'am, he's got more lasting power than a lot of grown men. They named him about right when they called him Little Beaver. Of course, it might be better if he stayed behind and caught up on his sleep.
No. Me go. Me already gone.
You might get the horses ready. Now, just one thing bothers me, ma'am. You're being here alone while your husband's laid up.
I have Jim's guns. If anybody looks for trouble, he'll find it.
Well, just the same, I'd feel better if you'd stay with friends tonight. Anybody around you know well enough?
Well, there's the Williams family, 3-4 miles over on the other side of the plateau.
Then just pack what you need. We'll take you on over there and then be on our way.
I wish you'd tell me what's on your mind, Red Rider. You decided to ride tonight awful sudden.
Goes over to talk to Red Rider before he pulls out of Paradise Plateau. Yeah. Now, my idea is... see who that is, Luke.
Yeah. Open in the name of the law.
Oh, it's the sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff.
Hey, now, stay where you are, everybody. Ain't no law in this county against peaceful assembly. What are we? Scared as our cattle for a storm? Luke, you take the bar off in that door and see what the sheriff wants.
All right.
Hello, Sheriff. Thought I'd see you here, Williams.
And Wainwright, too, folks.
What's going on? Quilton B., maybe?
More likely a church supper, Sheriff.
Caught it, Wainwright. You tell us what you're doing here.
Oh, so you want to ask a question? All right, I'll answer. You all come here a year ago because you thought you could get cheap homes, eh? At $5 an acre. And you did. But now we need more money. And if you'll just look at the contracts you signed... They say we've got the right to assess every acre you got for additional money if we have to have it. Well, we've got to have it.
But Wainwright, telling us now we've all got to pay $22.50 more per acre to keep our homes. We're poor folk. We ain't got money like that. We just got our houses built, our barns, our fences. We're broke. That ain't right, and you know it. And don't bring the sheriff in here to tell us different.
The sheriff represents law and order.
Yeah, we got rights under the law.
I'm the law in this county, Frank Williams. And I say that if everybody ain't out here by the time I count 10...
And the sheriff counts none too slow.
1, 2, 3...
And I'll keep your seats, everyone. Stay where you are.
Just hold it.
Hey, look who's here.
Red Rider.
Well, looks like a pretty complete meeting. Including the sheriff. You know, I've been watching you, Mr. Sheriff, and you've been acting mighty suspicious yourself.
Ryder, if you know what's good for you, you'll make tracks out of this here section of the world.
That's so, Wainwright? Guess you don't know me very well. But then we only met for the first time a few hours ago. Well, Mrs. Eddy, ma'am, Little Beaver, come on in and shut the door. The breeze makes that lamp flicker.
What in the world?
Now, never mind. Just some folks visiting. Now, what's going on?
Red... We're in the same fix the Eddies were. We're all asked to pay assessments we can't pay. So we got to get off by morning.
By morning?
That's right. They don't give us no time at all.
We're just going to draw up a resolution asking for your help when them two polecats busted in.
Who calls me a polecat?
All right then, Sheriff. Skunk, if that fits better.
Now listen, folks. Let's not call names. Get him, Sheriff. Red Rider, I've never seen a man so careless of his health as you.
Doc!
You
missed me, Mr. Sheriff.
All right, hold it. Hold it, everybody. I wouldn't make another move with that gun, Sheriff. I can see in that moonlight from the window. Williams, get another lamp.
Red Rider. Red Rider.
Why, you little...
Little Beaver. Little Beaver, where are you? What's the matter?
All right, Rider. I got your little engine pal with a gun at his head. And I'll blow him to kingdom come if every man in here don't freeze in his tracks.
You win, Wainwright. What do I do now?
Walk over towards that window, towards the beam of moonlight.
No.
All right, let him alone. I'll walk to the window.
And no tricks.
Well, now what?
Drop your gun. Take over, Sheriff.
All right, Raid Rider. You're my prisoner. One move and I drill you.
And that's for the rest of you. Go on home where you belong. You see how far you got with your idea of asking Red Rider to help you in this? Take your prisoner away, Sheriff. Well, Mr. Rider, make yourself right to home.
Aren't you even going to untie my wrist?
What do you think?
But you got me lassoed up here like a wild boar.
Better to keep you in. You know, Sheriff, I still think we should have brought that Injun kid along.
What for? I don't want to be bothered with no kids when I got a rat like Ryder on my hands.
No use casting your eyes around the cell, Ryder. Because even a magician couldn't get out of here.
For once, Wainwright, I believe you.
You'd have done better, Ryder, to believe me when I said this was none of your business. It may not be too late yet to reconsider. Think it over. I'll be back in a little while. Come on, Sheriff.
Don't get too lonesome.
Blast these confounded ropes, if I could only... Now it's no use. Huh? Now I'm beginning to imagine things. Well, I'll be doggone. Little Beaver, how did you get yourself perched way up there on the other side of those window bars?
He got a knife to cut ropes.
Bless you, Little Beaver. Now, let's see now. How'll we manage it? I've got it. Toss the knife through the bars, but be sure it lands on this cot over here so there won't be any noise.
You got a good aim.
Perfect.
But you all tied up. How you cut him ropes?
Got an educated set of molars, I have. Once I get that knife handle clenched in my teeth, like this.
Oh, me catch him.
There. Now to get out of these ropes. There.
Now how you get him out of cell?
You got me there, Little Beaver. Of course, if I had my gun now, I might have some chance of shooting my way out the next time Wainwright or the sheriff opens the cell door.
Me go get him gun. Yes, Red Rider?
Fast as you can, Little Beaver. Meantime, I'd better wrap these ropes around me again so I'll look like I'm still tied, in case those hombres come back before you do.
Well, Red Rider, how do you like our hospitality, huh? You don't have to answer that. But even in the dim light from the passageway, I can make out the look on your face. And I wouldn't say it was exactly carefree.
Quit wasting time, Wainwright. What do you want now?
Look who's talking about wasting time. Ryder, you're going to have more time to waste than the dog has fleas. You see, the sheriff's got you booked on at least a dozen charges. Breaking open my safe?
I didn't break it open. You opened it for me.
At the point of a gun. Mere technicality. But to continue. Assaulting an officer of the law. Inciting a mob. Forcing me to mark Jim Eddy's contract paid.
Wainwright, you wouldn't dare bring any of those charges into court against me. Why, when I'd tell my story, you'd end up in a marshal's custody.
I'm afraid you'd get a death, Judge Ryder. That is, deaf to anything you might have to say in your own behalf and contrary to my interests.
I see. Seems like this county needs a little cleaning up. You even got the courts fixed, huh?
I never overlook a trick. Besides, Ryder, you might not live long enough to go to court.
Meaning?
Let's say, well, you might be shot while trying to make a jailbreak.
Oh. You said it might not be too late to reconsider. What's your proposition?
Now we're getting somewhere. Listen, Ryder, I'm a pretty cagey hombre, if you get what I mean. Very few men I'll trust. But I'll try you.
Go on.
Never could understand your sort, fighting and dying for unprofitable things like honor, integrity, justice. But I got a hunch that your word once given is strong as any bond.
Well?
Just say that you'll clear right out of Paradise Plateau and never interfere with me again. And I'll let you go scot-free. Well, what's your answer?
This is my answer. Now you know how little Beaver felt when you were choking him. Now I pick up your gun. Now to put you here on the cot. Get into your coat and sombrero.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I heard some funny noises back there.
Well, no, Sheriff. Not back here. Now to try to walk out of here.
Hey. Well, what's it on recurse say, Wainwright? Hey, where in tarnation you going?
See you later, Sheriff. Got some urgent business I better attend to.
Must be local.
And some of that business, Mr. Sheriff, is with you.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Red Rider has one thing that we all want, and that's energy. Yes, youngsters and grown-ups alike must have energy to really enjoy life. So remember this, one of the finest, as well as one of the most economical sources of energy, is fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. Yes, every delicious slice of this finer bread may be used by the body for energy, to help build muscle and tissue. But that's not all. For extra energy, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. Now, isn't it great that anything so downright good as energizing, flavorful Langendorf bread is so good for you, too? Just wait until you enjoy its wonderful freshness and fine, smooth texture. Your first taste will tell you why baking experts judged Langendorf bread America's finest. So help yourself and your family to needed energy with plenty of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, white or wheat, at every meal. Get a loaf of America's finest bread, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, at your grocer's tomorrow. Red Rider has sought to help the settlers of Paradise Plateau retain the land which is rightfully theirs. Jailed for his efforts, he practiced a clever ruse which won him his freedom again. He's only gone a short distance from the jail when...
Little Beaver, that you with Thunder and the Pinto?
Red Rider, how you get him out and where you get him coat and sombrero?
Never mind that now. They're Wainwrights. But I guess I had better chuck them away or I'm liable to be mistaken for that skunk. Well, even you recognized me in this getup, didn't you, Thunder? You know, as soon as I heard you, I knew I was among friends. Because I could tell that Winnie and a herd of 100 horses. And does it feel good to be on your back again?
Me gun and gun for you, Red Rider.
Thanks, Little Beaver. Though I already have Wainwright's gun.
We leave in Paradise Plateau now. Yes, Red Rider?
Nope.
Maybe they arrest you again.
Let them try. But look, it'll be dawn soon. We've got to work fast.
Frank Williams!
Is that you, Mr. Ryder? Oh, you don't know how frantic we've all been thinking that...
Thank you, ma'am. But Frank Williams, where is he?
They're all holding the meeting over at Wasteland Gulch. And oh, Mr. Ryder, I'm afraid there's going to be terrible bloodshed.
Wasteland Gulch, you say? Come on, Little Beaver. And don't worry, ma'am. I'll fix things.
You always do, Red Rider. The Lord bless you. You always do.
Please stand by now without as much as lifting a little finger to help Red Rider. Then we ain't got as much backbone as a crawfish.
Frank Williams is right.
Yeah, but what will we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. Every mother's son of us will tote all the firearms he can lay hands on. Then we're going over to that jail and blow the blasted thing off its foundations. We'll get Red Rider out of there, even if we have to...
What's that? I hear horses.
It's the Sheriff Wainwright. They discovered our meeting place. Maybe you got a posse following them. Come on, make for cover.
No, no. Stop in your tracks, men. We've done all the running away we're going to. Just get your guns cocked. Yeah, just let them try something.
Hey, look, it's Red Rider and the little engine boy.
Why, gosh, it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Why, yes, Red. We were just getting ready to go up and bust you out of the jail. Why'd they let you go?
They didn't. I left of my own accord.
Then that means they'll be coming for you again, eh?
Might be.
And in a little while, at dawn, they'll be coming for us. Coming to put us off our land.
Yes, man, we've got to get a move on. Now, everybody go back to his ranch.
No, we ain't going back. Men, I'm fed up with being hounded by Wainwright and his crooks. Fed up with waiting and whimpering while they crack the whip over us. I say let's give them a dose of their own medicine. Let's get even with them once and for all. Let's finish Bill Wainwright and the rest of the rascals and bury him in the deepest hole on Paradise Plateau.
Now, listen to me, men. Quit acting like a bunch of stampede mavericks and listen to me. I know exactly how you feel, and maybe I feel the same way. The man wouldn't be human that didn't want to win over those low-down sneaking coyotes. And I give you my word that you will, but not by breaking the law.
But, Red, what'll we do?
Like I said, now if a man go back to his ranch and sit down on his porch with his gun across his knee, I've got a hunch that they'll think twice before starting anything if they're convinced you all mean business. But if they do start trouble with any one of you, the rest of us will be there to help before the smoke of the first bullet has cleared away.
Let me out of here. Is everybody gone deaf? I'm Phil Wainwright. Let me out of here.
Now, listen here, Red Rider.
Let me out of here, Sheriff.
What do you know? It is you, Wainwright.
Now get me out of here. Don't just stand there.
But how'd you get in then, and what happened to Red Rider?
Oh, he's blown the copia brainless boob, hit me over the head and walked out, and you let him.
Now, see here, Wainwright. If you let Red Rider hit you over the head, I guess I ain't to be blamed for letting
him. Stop yapping and let me out of here.
Why, sure. Give me the key.
What do you mean, give you the key?
Well, you got it. Remember? I gave it to you when you went to talk to Rider.
Well, Ryder's got it now. Get another key.
My deputy's the only one that's got another key, and I have to send for him.
All right, but hurry, and while you're sending, call together a posse. I'm going to get Red Rider if it's the last thing I do.
Probably will be the last thing you do. He's a tough one.
Are you going to stand there, or are you going to do something?
Well, it's dawn. No sign of them yet.
You don't think they...
Here they come now.
Him posse.
Mrs. Eddy, you better join the other women folk now.
But I...
Now, you promised. Little Beaver, you go along.
Me stay him.
All right. But keep under cover.
Don't take chances, Mr. Ryder.
Yeah, they see you, Red. Wainwright is pointing and talking to the sheriff. Where there's still time, get on Thunder and make a break for it. They'll never catch you.
I'm staying.
But it's no skin off your back what happens to us settlers.
I'm staying.
Tell you, Wainwright, it's the same way at every ranch. Those hombres won't be dislodged without a lot of shooting and a lot of killing. And I don't hanker for it.
I don't know what's suddenly come over you, Sheriff. What made you lose your nerve like this?
Same thing that'd make you lose yours, I reckon. It's a big reason, well over 6 foot. Totes two guns and answers to the name of Red Rider.
Well, I'll show you if I lost my nerve.
Luke Carver.
I hear you, Wainwright.
My patience is getting awful short, Luke. If you don't hustle yourself off my land, they'll carry you off in a pine box.
Maybe. But you'll be a-riding in another pine box, Wainwright.
You're licked, Wainwright. And the sun's getting too blamed hot to stand here and sweat.
Wait a minute. We still got our other ace in the hole. We'll shut their water off. I'll show you where the Phil Wainwright is licked.
Him hot afternoon, me betch him.
You're right there, Little Beaver.
I don't mind it, though, Red. I feel so good the way everything's turned out. Guess it'd take a heck of a lot to spoil my happy disposition right now. We sure enough stopped Wainwright.
Wouldn't bet on that yet, Frank.
But we ain't seen hide nor hair of him since this morning. If he was going to do something,
he'd... Say, those cattle can't be acting that way just on account of the heat.
Huh? Come to think of it, they are making quite a racket. And then it's pretty hot.
Let's go and see anyway.
Red Rider, look him. Cow fall him down.
Little Beaver's right. Something's wrong. Come on. Here's the answer. The water ditches are dry. Wainwright has shut off the water.
We're finished, Red. Cattle died by the dozens during the night. With another hot day here, they'll all be lost before another evening.
Our grazing land and crops will be ruined. That devil Wainwright, he's fixed us proper. We're as helpless as...
Maybe we're not so helpless. I didn't think any man was ornery enough to go through with it. But I'm convinced now, so I won't hold off any longer.
But what can you do, Red?
Open that sluice gate myself.
But they're a-guarding them.
You'll be riddled with bullets. You haven't got a chance.
Just the same, I'm going to try. Guess they didn't figure on anyone swimming across the impounded lake and climbing on the dam from the rear. Now to get to that lever.
It's Red Rider! It's Red Rider! Get him, men! Get him!
I gotta jam this lever so it can't be fixed right away.
We got you, Red Rider! You're trapped like a rat! Shoot him down, man!
You'll have to jump in after me, Wainwright, if you want to get me.
He dived into the torrent!
Well, let him die that way if he wants to. You'll never live through it. We've seen the last of Red Rider alive!
The bravest, finest man I ever knew.
And we haven't even been able to find his body to give him a decent burial.
That poor Injun kid's half crazed. Won't give up hope. Look at him over there.
We find him, Red Rider! We find him!
Is he still alive?
You bet I am. Just give me a chance to catch my breath.
Red Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30 over these same stations. Tune in Saturday and hear the next exciting adventures of Red Rider and Little Beaver, because once more, Red Rider has escaped miraculously from death. But his mission at Paradise Plateau is by no means ended yet. What new dangers await him, and how will he finally drive the villainous Wainwright from Paradise Plateau and permanently safeguard the rights of the settlers? Listen for the next exciting episode of Red Rider. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. In these critical days, it is more important than ever to maintain our faith in our country and in ourselves. Those of us still performing our accustomed duties can help build national morale in many ways. By not talking about military and naval activities, by doing our bit with Red Cross, Civilian Defense, USO, and other national defense organizations, by investing in defense bonds and stamps, and by keeping ourselves physically and mentally fit. Langendorf bread, rich in food values, proteins, vitamins, and dextrose for extra energy, will help keep your energy and vitality at the peak. So keep physically fit and do your bit. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.